And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I love this time of year, the weather you just said, Tommy. Beautiful during the day, but a little chilly of an evening. You want to head on out for dinner, just with friends. Pretty casual, nothing formal. No, you're not wearing a collar or anything like that. You're just wearing a casual T-shirt, pair of jeans, and you're rocking a nice pair of Ugg boots. Brand new pair. Don't wear an old tatty pair. You know, you've got to have a little bit of class
about
you.
Yeah, because that would be wrong.
Yep, exactly right. The jeans go over the top of the Uggs, and you've got yourself a nice stylish pair of loafers that are super comfortable. Job done. That's fashion advice for you guys. You're welcome.
I would imagine that you know how a lot of Geelong's general like police resources seem to find their way to Newtown and sort of just patrolling the streets and just there if
making
any of the
safe
residents need anything. I imagine if you walked out of your sort of boundary of your property in Ugg boots, you would be swiftly divvy vaned and sent to one of our suburbs. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, because they know him by name.
Oh, that's
but that's
right.
Not what we're talking about. We're talking about Ugg boots in the wild, especially if you're wearing jeans and a nice T-shirt.
Jeans and a T, heading on out.
Jeans and a
comfy
nice top. yeah. Azza, what's your thoughts on Lingy wearing Ugg boots to dinner?
My God. Next thing you'll be wearing thongs and a bloody shorts and a singlet. No, just no Ugg boots with the jeans.
Azza, but what about the comfort level? And you wouldn't even notice. They're basically loafers.
No, it's like you've just rolled out of bed, throw on slippers and off we go.
That's exactly how I want
to.
That's how he wants to operate.
That's okay. How I want to approach dinner.
You are used to saying my eyes are up here, so if people are like looking at your shoe, you're like, God,
yeah. Keep it up here. So, okay, Az is not a big fan of it, but Az might have the same fashion sense as you two.
Like normal?
Yeah. Respectable. Ed from St Albans Park.
Ed will get it.
Do you think that Lingy is wrong for wearing his Ugg boots out to dinner?
Good morning, Thomas. Good morning, Soggy. And good morning, Cameron.
And I'll hang up with Egg right there. Your name is Egg now. Sorry, that's why I called you Egg. Please go ahead.
That's okay. I'm always delicious in the mouth. Cameron, my question to you.
Yes, Ed.
Where is the Bogan Bingo event that you're emceeing?
Yeah. No, but Ed, and can you imagine it under a table? You never see somebody's feet anyway, their shoes, and you're sitting there in pure, blissful comfort. You know you want to do it as well, Ed.
What are you implying that I'm doing under a table in public?
All right.
It's
got a little pear-shaped, I'll admit that.
So, no, you're not getting any support?
No, because there's a lot of other people out there who agree with me but feel shamed by you two fashion illiterate
Once again,
people.
We haven't said anything.
Literally.
Literally just been yelled at.
Do you know what? I had a great idea, though, because you know when you wear sneakers and jeans, it's called sneens.
Yeah.
What would it be if it was jeans and Uggs?
Or a good set of jugs.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Red flag, right? There are things that I guess pass into the annals of time, you know, where we don't really do these things anymore and they become...
Please don't list them.
Not cancelled stuff.
Okay.
But just not popular anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and technology moves on, you know, we go from...
For some people.
We go from paper newspapers to online and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I think something should be phased out and I'm leaning to this place where I feel like if someone does use this particular thing, it's a bit of a red flag.
Ooh, okay.
Do you feel a shot coming in either of our directions?
No, this is general. This is a bit of a scatter shot. I'm just going to take pot shots at anybody.
Okay, careful. Go.
It's got something to do with what I'm holding in my hand right now. As you can see, the two of you.
Biro?
Yes. What colour is it?
Black.
Right.
Named after Laszlo Biro.
Is it
the
really?
The inventor of the ballpoint pen.
Here we go.
All right, there's a red flag for you.
The old Trivial Pursuit genus.
Put your genus
back.
Away.
I knew you'd love that factoid.
It's 23 past 8. It's not genus time.
Okay.
Right. This colour pen is black, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a real good reason to use a black pen. There's a good reason to use a red pen. There is no good reason to use a blue pen.
Oh, you think blue pens.
I know. You.
I think blue pens need to be phased out, and I think it's a red flag if you use a blue. If you're a blue pen guy, there's something going on there.
I thought you were going to say green, and I was going to say I agree with you.
The fourth member of the old four pen.
The four pen.
The green could be phased out.
Green, yeah.
Wow, green is the weakest link.
Green's never been a thing, though. There's no reason to use a green pen.
Well, yeah, but blue pens.
Blue pen has had its day.
No,
blue
it
pen
hasn't.
I think it's got to go the way of the dodo.
How would you write your essays?
Hang on. I'm never going to win you over. You're holding a blue pen
I'm
right
literally
now.
Just, this is my go to. Jay Burrows, named after Jay Burrows. It's a bit of a factoid.
Yeah.
No, you're ridiculous. Where is it? What do you mean?
Do you know it's a red flag?
What?
You even thinking that?
Why?
You're a giant red flag.
Blue is the weaker colour. Black clearly sort of, I mean, think about all the documents that you have to fill out. Oh, it's got to be a black pen.
Sure.
Of course it does. Mm. Of course it does.
Sure. Yeah. Your formal documents, but what about your journal entries and your essays you might want to write or
black
your
pen.
Notes to
Beautiful
friends?
Beautiful does everything. Nah. Black pen.
Blues.
It blues easier on the eyeball.
Yes. Thank you, Loggy.
It is.
What?
It's a bit more lighter on the eye.
Yeah. Not as harsh.
Blue pen is the equivalent of take my strong hand. That sort of... That's what I think when I see someone
black
writing
pen is the equivalent
pen.
Of I'm a bro, listen to what I say.
Oh, no. It's multi-purpose. It's broad appeal. The black pen works for everybody.
Do you want to handle this?
Is that it? Is that...
Do you want to handle this?
No, you go for it.
Oh.
He doesn't know what to say. How about here, take this black pen and write it down.
No.
The only way I'm going to read it is if you write it in black pen. Matt from Kurt Lewis's call.
Yeah.
G'day, Matt.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. What's your take on the pen situation?
Wow, you guys do not know how efficient a four pen is. Okay? So it's ridiculous to think you could wipe out any colour to start with.
Okay.
As Lingy said before, you've got your black for your formal documents, right? That's a must-have.
Yeah.
Blue is for all your ledger stuff, your journaling, just general writing in your notepad.
Yeah, doodling.
Right? Yeah, and doodling, yep. Red is for corrections. You know, when someone sends something past your desk to have a look at, you've got to put some big red corrections on there, right? And green is for your positive notes. So when you're correcting someone's work but you've got positive comments or small changes, that's exactly what green is for.
Oh.
Like every good PA has to have a four pen.
Are you a PA? Are you a teacher?
Are you a pen salesman? No?
Well, no, just office-based work, right? It just makes sense.
Just a lover of the pen. What's
brilliant.
The
secret here? Okay, mate, I love that.
I pulled up to work. There's a car next to me. They've got a four pen in their centre console.
Okay.
They're popular.
The year was 1997.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock.
Huh?
Movies.
What?
Explained what? Badly.
How's this one work, Log?
So, basically what happens is we have to explain a movie. And normally you look at the back of a movie and see a bio and you're like, I know what that movie's about, but this is movies explained badly. So it's explained in a way that is not normal. Tom and I will try and guess the movie that you are explaining today, all thanks to Stan.
Oh, that was like an out-of-body experience.
Did you write that?
Oh, my God.
Were you reading that?
No, that was
goodness.
Wow.
You closed your eyes to do that.
I did because I knew that you would both be looking at me like, come on, you're doing it, Peter. Okay.
Well done, Log. That's exactly what we're going to do. And it's my turn.
Go on then.
All right. And also just remember, flagging, we don't have the audio of the movie to then throw to once we guess it because Cameron Ling doesn't source audio. He's not.
It's a computer. So hard. I don't know. Mouse
Sorry,
and clickings.
I'm not an audio guy.
Yes, thank you. All right, you ready? This is the movie. Man ignores the end-of-life wishes of colleague and condemns him to a life of post-traumatic stress.
Bruce Almighty.
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it Benjamin Button?
Oh.
No.
No.
Is it? No. Is it? Oh, Groundhog Day?
No.
Okay.
Condemns him to a life of... Say it again.
Man ignores the end-of-life wishes of a colleague and condemns him to a life of post-traumatic stress. I can go on if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
End-of-life wishes.
This same man goes on to annoy people with long-winded narcissistic stories.
Tom Lewis?
Hey. Movie of my life.
Long-winded narcissistic.
You know what narcissistic means?
It's all about him. Yeah, yeah. Yep. So stories about long-winded stories about himself.
I don't know. I've got nothing.
After not is it a popular movie? Someone dies.
I could continue on.
Please
with.
Do. Yeah.
Continues to embarrass himself in front of high-profile people on national television.
Is it the Ali G movie?
No.
Damn, that was great.
I really
guess.
Wanted it to be the Ali G movie.
Because the whole point of this is to explain it badly. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I know.
Good.
Yeah, so you're doing a terrible
job. So you
job.
Are winning. Only, yeah, yeah. You've won.
Only thing he brings to the table.
Yeah.
Only thing this guy brings to the table in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Is an outstanding early fashion sense of cool sneakers.
Is it Back to the Future where he's got the strap
no.
on?
Like
the
is it Teen Wolf?
No. No.
Sneakers.
Do you want me to make it even more obvious?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, clearly we need it.
He embarrasses himself multiple times in front of US presidents.
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Well done, Loggy. You nailed it.
Got it. And, I mean, you should know from the Forrest Gump soundtrack, as Lee and I love that soundtrack, you should be able to pick a song to accompany it.
I do have something. Hang on.
Do you? Okay. Mrs. Robinson.
The
man ignores end-of-life wishes of colleague and condemns him to a life of post-traumatic stress. Lieutenant Dan just wanted to die on the battlefield, all right?
Yeah.
Just leave him there.
Yes.
That was his wish.
But that was on the plot of the movie, you know. That's a part of the movie.
Yeah.
It's not the plot of the movie.
Hence, movies explained badly.
No.
It's not parts of movies explained
yeah,
badly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not clues to movies. It's the overall plot of the movie.
He goes on to annoy people with long-winded narcissistic stories at the bus stop. No one wants to hear his
stories. You didn't
say
bus stop. And also, if you had said that, maybe.
We would have known. Yeah,
yeah. But thank you, Tom, for
agreeing.
No,
we'll back you there.
It's not parts of movies explained badly.
You cannot.
It's the plot of a movie explained badly.
If it was like, yeah. There is a better, worse way to explain Forrest
there
Gump.
There is, thank you.
there is not.
Short yes.
Just because you two weren't smart enough to get it, creative enough,
she got
cryptic.
It.
I basically had to tell you it.
Yeah, you had to tell me the plot of the movie. Yeah. Weird one. Movies explained badly, the plot.
Oh, my God. It's like you didn't understand the game and now it's infected Cameron and
no,
now you get it.
You guessed it from a part of
Cameron,
the movie.
Hey, Cameron.
Whoa.
Shh.
Oh. Sip it. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.